SpecRite allows us to centralize our spec data in an easy-to-use and searchable platform. Puts everyone on the same page with up-to-date information and helps us to adapt quickly to business needs and sustainability reporting.
Today's podcast is also brought to you by Myers, which is where I work my day job and coincidentally is the most sustainable printing company in the country. Myers is a third generation family business on a mission to create a sustainable future for people, products, and our planet. To learn more, click the link down below in the show notes. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the People of Packaging podcast. I am your host. I've said that this is a bad one, but I'm your host with the Holy Ghost. I'm the packaging pastor. By the way, I do own the website olddirtybaptist.com because it just felt right. I thought if someone's going to own this, it should be the guy who is the ordained Southern Baptist minister / Wu-Tang fan. That's why the colors of the podcast are the way they are. Black and yellow is a homage to the creativity and the genius of the Wu-Tang Clan. Did you know that, Michael? Have I told you that before?
I did not. That is amazing.
Well, there you go. So the voice that you hear is also one of the sponsors of the podcast, which is also the place where I work. It is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Michael Dillon, everybody.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me. And yeah, we have a lot of crossover here. And you know, it's fun to be on here and to get to talk about one of the things you didn't list yet, the Sustainable Green Printing Partnership, SGP. So I'm on the board of directors there, and lots of interesting stuff to get into about what's up with SGP, what do they do for the industry, and who all can learn a lot and get a lot of value out of working with them.
Yeah, I mean, Michael is definitely down with SGP. I'm down with SGP. And so now, you know us. I would say, Michael, though, because we're going to get into it, I've been a massive advocate for SGP since before I came to Myers. I was super excited to hear about our commitment to the Sustainable Green Printing Partnership. I want to dig into a lot of that because I think it's really critical. But I would like to have our listeners get to know you just a little bit. So why don't you do a better job of introducing yourself than anyone else on the planet? You know yourself better than anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a sustainability nerd and a tech nerd that has found myself in the middle of the printing industry working on sustainable packaging, which has been a really cool journey just to be able to take some learnings from other places that do things a little bit differently and coming into an industry where I had a ton to learn, still have a ton to learn, so slightly smaller ton. And say, hey, what kind of synergies are there from the work I got used to doing in the tech industry? How does that apply to the packaging industry? And it takes something that was always a personal passion of mine in sustainability, especially environmental sustainability, and bring that to my day job and be able to work on a really, really exciting space in sustainability, right? I mean, sustainable packaging is a really big deal for the world. And so it's an awesome time to be in the industry and an interesting path that I didn't know I was embarking on at the beginning of my career.
So tell me about your connection to sustainability. Was this something that happened through your childhood, where your parents, you know, just constantly, I've obviously met your dad before. I know that he is a super innovative person. Was it something that happened later on in life? What's your personal why to being connected to sustainability? Because it's clearly there at Myers and it's clearly there with your involvement with SGP, but what is it that drove you to it?
Yeah, that makes sense. So when I first got into sustainability, it was really through like the environmental lens within sustainability. But, you know, if I look back at like my upraising, a lot of what's going on in sustainability, there was like economic sustainability, social sustainability, environmental sustainability. I have sort of like lifelong ties back to all those different aspects of sustainability, but I grew up spending a ton of time outside, not only like hiking and camping and doing all that great stuff, but also through motorsports. I'm from a family of gearheads. I like to go zoom. So I think my dad and I shared, you know, sort of coming around to like, hey, this isn't just, you know, sort of like a far out there branch of science. And, you know, Al Gore said his bit and all that good stuff. But it was like, oh, wow, like, no, this is serious. And for somebody that's like always going to have nostalgia connected to the smell of gasoline and oil, because I grew up being around it a lot and working on mechanical things and being outside on dirt bikes and ATVs, it was like sort of this like actually kind of horrible realization that it's like, oh no, if I always love things that burn a lot of fuel because I like to go zoom, that will be bad for my other outdoor love of hiking and of camping and all the other great things that come with that, and the appreciation for biology and other living things. So it's sort of one of those things where it's like, oh no, we have to stop having cars with loud exhaust, and we can't just burn fossil fuels all the time, even though it's really, really fun. That's mostly how I got into it, was just being a science nerd and being a tech nerd and just thinking that what was going on with solar panels back in the day was really interesting, back when that was like a really expensive way of generating electricity, and same thing with windmills, and just sort of following it as a tech nerd and, being into science as a discipline, sort of learning, this is serious. It's fairly urgent, right? Sometimes that urgency does get overblown, but this is a pretty urgent thing. Mm-hmm. And that was really my entry into it. And I actually, when I got into it, I didn't understand how many other parallels I'd find within economic sustainability and social sustainability.
Yeah, right. And even that connection to, socioeconomic justice, and its ties in with social and environmental responsibility is pretty crazy. And I think what's been cool to watch, and it sounds like you probably had a similar journey, but I think we're even seeing it from a sustainability lens, from a higher view, is that it was just this thing that was sort of talked about when I was growing up by like the children of the 70s who were like hippies. It was like, oh yeah, like we should take care of the earth, man, and that kind of stuff. And now, I mean, following even just like the political landscape, I mean, I heard somebody say that Texas, which is not exactly known for its, I would say like politically leaning towards things that would lend itself towards sustainability all the time, is arguably one of the most sustainable states in terms of its wind and solar. And I mean, because they connected it into the economics, and this guy said that they're building windmills that can go up so high that they don't even have to worry about the wind that's kind of closer down here. They can actually get up into the jet stream that doesn't impact flights. And they're doing that. They're trying to do this now in like West. And I was like, holy crap. Now we're seeing more widespread sustainability, because it's not just a nice thing to do. It now makes economic and business sense to do it, because like you said, it used to be really expensive to get solar panels and now it's not. And it used to be really expensive to get, wind generated energy, and it's not as expensive anymore. And I think a lot of that has been really interesting to watch. And it sounds like you've been following this for quite a while.
Yeah, I got into it when I was in college. So, the mid to late 2000s, and it was really different then, right? Like EVs weren't good then. Solar wasn't a cheap way to produce electricity. Wind wasn't a cheap way to produce electricity. I just thought that from a technology aspect, it was really interesting. And that was like the same period of time where I was like, oh my gosh, these aren't science kooks. Like, this is normal, straightforward scientific consensus stuff that it's not that it's like all of us need to stop burning fossil fuels immediately tomorrow, but it's like, no, soon though, like seriously soon. And we're not on pace for that. And so it was, again, as a person where it was like, I love going out and doing those things. And it was like the kind of things that burned a lot of fossil fuels were the kind of things I really like. Like, airplanes are cool. Fast cars are cool. Boats that go fast are fun. And it's like, yeah, that stuff's going to have to change, because you're having an impact that you didn't realize was like a, oh no. So it's cool to see it switch from that, or sort of like, it's like accepting the responsibility, but a little disappointing, to now it's like, there's so many advantages where it's like, you don't have to be, the child of the 70s. You don't have to be a tree hugger for this to make sense. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always, but for a lot of lifestyles, a lot of these things are a net win, whether or not you're sort of like a social justice warrior or an environmental justice warrior or whatever.
Right. Yeah, totally. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break and hear from one of our newer sponsors, Label. But when we come back, Michael, I want to dig into to SGP and what things like why is it important for printing companies, you know, specifically to be involved in these sustainability practices, and what is it that SGP is doing, and, you know, why are companies like Myers getting involved in SGP? So we'll be right back with Michael Dillon, and we're going to dig into some SGP conversation. Did you know that 89% of consumers say they've stopped buying from a brand after just one bad buying experience? Well, that's where Label comes in. Label Protect is a brand-first, buyer-focused protection solution that's uniquely designed to make shipping issues a thing of the past. Instead of leaving your buying experience to chance, you can give your customers peace of mind at checkout, knowing their orders are 100% covered from loss, theft, damage, and more. And with a 98% claim approval rate, 24-hour resolution time, and best-in-class revenue share, Label reduces customer support overhead, protects your bottom line, increases profits, and most importantly, Label keeps your customers coming back for more. So whether you ship 100 orders a month or 100,000, it's time to make the final mile part of your competitive advantage with Label. labelpx.com, or just click the link down in the show notes. All right, we are back. One of these times I'm gonna have that ad rolling and I'm gonna change shirts like I'm Mariah Carey or something like that at a concert, and I'll just be, and we're back, and you'll be like, why are you wearing a turtleneck now all of a sudden? Well, because I could. All right, it's just, it's my podcast, I can do what I want. Back here with Michael Dillon. He is the Chief Revenue Officer at the Myers Printing Companies, where I work, and he is a self-proclaimed sustainability nerd. He's also on the board of directors at the Sustainable Green Printing. Is it the Sustainable Green Printing Partnership? Is it SGP squared?
It is. Okay. Now, the acronym we all use is just SGP because it comes off a little easier than saying squared or saying two P's. But yeah, it is the Sustainable Green Printing Partnership. I also have a new column in Ink Magazine. They're in Ink's publication. So look for some of my content there too.
Awesome. I'll put that link down there as well. All sorts of things that you can click on. You can support the sponsors, support Michael, you can read his article. And you wrote it. This wasn't like you didn't say like, hey, ChatGPT, write
for
me. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like my early days in environmental sustainability. It was like, oh man, I got to write this. But you know what? It's really fun, right? Where it's like, yeah, it's extra work, but it's fun to be able to share some of my knowledge and to be able to put some things out there that I hope are helpful for other people.
I love it. I've said this before on the podcast, but I think that the ability to create is one of the most divine things about humanity. And so being able to create content, create articles, I think it's awesome. Well, let's jump in here to the SGP. So why don't you give just a quick overview on what is SGP about from kind of a high level, and we'll dig in from there.
Yeah. So SGP is a nonprofit organization that's focused on sustainability. And again, across those multiple pillars, right? Not just environmental sustainability. And as an organization, what it does is brings a group of stakeholders together from across the printing industry to do accreditations for manufacturers like Myers is, but also to assemble a set of best practices and to get people moving in the same direction about where the industry should be headed. So it's a super cool group. It's a group where a lot of times when you look at what's going on in the sustainability committee, there are other groups that are good at doing sustainability accreditations, but they don't always know the printing industry like SGP. Well, they never do know the printing industry like SGP does. There's also other groups that do an accreditation, right? A seal of approval, a stamp of approval. They do that really well, but are pretty narrow. So I'm thinking of like FSC, right? Mm-hmm. The Forest Stewardship Council or SFI. Really awesome organizations, but they're just about, you know, paper and pulp, as we call it in the industry, right? Stuff made from trees. Whereas ISO is, you know, ISO 14001 is a very broad audit and really a type of accreditation, a type of seal of approval. Same thing with EcoVadis. So what SGP does is find a really interesting middle ground between those more narrow things like FSC and SFI and the broader things like ISO or EcoVadis, and say, hey, if printing and packaging is really important to your company. Now that could be because you're a manufacturer like us, or it could be because you're a retailer or you're a CPG brand. SGP is super helpful there because it's a much deeper look from a group of experts who really understand the industry, and you're able to better hold people accountable with that kind of group. So strangely enough, one of the things that attracted me to working with SGP before I was on the board was that it was going to be one of the hardest accreditations for Myers to get. It was going to be a seal of approval that meant a lot. And the more I learned about the organization, the more it made sense to jump at an opportunity to join the board and just try to give back to that group and, you know, be there to volunteer and to volunteer my time, my knowledge and my expertise and help them better move the printing industry in the right direction.
And I couldn't agree more with the SGP comment about it being a difficult audit to pass. I mean, prior to coming to Myers, as I mentioned, the company I was working with, we went through SGP certification for a couple of our facilities, and it was like, oh, okay, so we just get the certification. They're like, I remember talking to the quality people. They're like, oh my gosh, this is hard. This is really tough. And anything that is difficult to attain becomes worth it to attain, like you said. And so when SGP comes in and they conduct their audits and they really dig in to make sure, like, are you really about this? You know, people talk about it, but are you going to be about it? Are you really about sustainability? And are you really doing the stuff that you say is going to be impactful? And if you're not, well, then you don't get the approval, right? They have a seal to protect. And that protection happens through the difficulty of the audit. It's not impossible, obviously, but it should be hard because you want to be giving it to the people who are doing the right things.
Yeah, for sure. And so, like, we didn't make the decision to become certified by SGP because of the data that it provides, but it's so helpful. And again, it's like the more I got to know what SGP was really about and everything they were doing, and sort of like, why were they doing these different things? The more it's like, hey, I want to be part of this. How do I help? How do I help get this in front of more people? How do I help this organization be more successful? Because the granularity of the data that they collect during their audit is so useful. It's so useful in terms of what we can tell to our partners. So again, if you're a CPG brand or you're a retailer, you can get really valuable data on what's going on with a printer through SGP, because there is a whole web portal with most, maybe not 100% of the data that they collect from us during the audit that's available. Is really super useful data.
So this is, I've actually never thought about it this way, but we'll take, I mean, I always have stuff sitting around, right? So I got this box here from this company, Amari Global, and they're a CPG company. There's stick packs in here. And if they said, hey, SGP, we want to get some data and find a folding carton printer or a stick pack printer or a label printer that adheres to the things that we find important, are they able to, you're saying that they can go to this portal and they can find different various printers and get access to that data? Or how does that work with, how does the CPG relationship work with SGP?
Yeah. So you can be a member of CPG and not be a manufacturer, right? So as a manufacturer, we're the ones being audited, mm-hmm. but you can be a member of the community outside of that. So there's different terms for different types of people who can be members. So there are industry groups that are members of SGP. There are like educational institutions that are members of SGP. There are brands and retailers. So REI is an awesome brand and retailer that's a member of SGP. So what you can do is you can go to the portal and you can look up different print facilities there. But I think like the most interesting thing actually happens after that, right? So if you say, hey, this is important to us. And by the way, a good meter stick for like, will you care about SGP? Like, do you care about having people in your sphere, right? In your supply chain or who are partners that are ISO 14001? Do you care about things like EcoVadis? Do you care about things like FSC? If your answer to that is yes, then SGP is probably a good fit for you to participate with in one way or another. So you can go on that website and find printers that are SGP certified. But from there, again, the collection of really granular data by people who are experts in this field and then get audited by really serious auditors uncovers really interesting things. So they uncovered some things about Myers, where the data in our billings from one of our utilities did not line up with the information we received from that utility. And so we had to go back and amend our annual sustainability report, We had to buy some renewable energy credits to fulfill a claim that we had made that we were under, you know, good reason to believe was true. But when somebody really gets into the granularity of your data, even a well-intentioned company is capable of accidentally greenwashing. There's different degrees of greenwashing that could, you know, in theory be accidental versus purposeful. But in our case, there was a discrepancy in our data that's only clear when you have an expert who's auditing your energy data, right? I had looked at that stuff before we published our numbers, but I'm not an expert in utility data. So there's all these sort of like benefits that come out for a retailer or a CPG who's working with a company with that amount of information, mostly around like reducing the odds of greenwashing, but also in terms of like getting a group of people together and saying, what are the best practices that exist today? What are the best practices that we think need to exist tomorrow? And how do we help move the industry in that direction?
So the benefits are there for, you know, kind of primarily for the printers, as you said. It's a great way to be held accountable to the things that you're saying. And I believe that there's a annual project that has to happen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because I know at Myers, we built, I believe that the wildflower gardens were sort of part of our SGP sustainability project. I know we've had other things we've done before. So you're held accountable, and accountability is, I think, what leads to excellence, right? If you have somebody who is telling you, no, we're going to make sure that what you're saying is true, then you are forced to be excellent in those areas, or else you get the negative consequences. The positive consequences are you passed, and now the benefit happens not only to the customers at a company like Myers, potential customers at Myers, but also for the CPG companies who will never work with Myers, but they can now come in to be a part of this community and find people who are right for them. It sounds like, I got to imagine, SGP has just been growing over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. I found out about 4 or 5 years ago, I believe, but I got to imagine it's just been growing and growing and growing with new printers and CPG companies coming on board.
Yeah, it's absolutely growing. I think it's one of those things though, where like the growth isn't exponential yet, and it's not a huge percentage of the industry that's participating with SGP today. It's still single digits. So the upside of that as a manufacturer is that you have a fairly rare seal of approval that you can use to stand out against your competition. And again, leveraging that data is like really super helpful. So not just for saying like, hey, did we actually use as much solar power as we thought we were going to use? SGP members tend to reduce a variety of types of waste, certainly including hazardous waste, also including air pollutants. Those things are not free. You can't just, you know, take your hazardous waste out with your normal trash. There's an expense to that. They tend to reduce all sorts of waste too, right? We're not just talking about hazardous materials and air pollutants. So there's like real operational efficiency savings that come out of having access to this data and working on the best practices that SGP promotes. So there again, like you don't have to be a diehard sustainability person to get a ton of value out of it. There is a value in terms of the way that you get to market your company. There is a value in terms of keeping yourself honest, but there's also a value in terms of like real hard cost savings. If you're going to truly engage with the best practices that are there and leverage your data internally, it's like, hey, how are our waste numbers changing? How is that different for what our like physical waste stream looks like? How much of our stuff is going to recycling, how much is going to a landfill, et cetera. There's real hard cost savings that come out. And for us, it's been like well beyond the cost of membership and audits. And that's before we get into like all the awesome upsides of what it means to be a sustainable company. Just like in the regular operational stuff, there's already an ROI there.
I love it. Well, we're coming up here on the end of our time. So Michael, I'd be curious, how do people, you know, either get in touch with you if they're like, I've got questions about your article that you wrote, or I need to hear about electric vehicles or whatever they want to nerd out about with you. How do they get in touch with you, and how do they learn more about SGP?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with SGP is through the website, which is sgppartnership.org. So yeah, sgppartnership.org. Best way to get in touch with me is by going onto LinkedIn and just, you know, searching my name there. You can just Google my name. If you put Myers at the end, I guarantee you will find me. Connect with me and you can see my personal email address. So you can get a hold of me that way. Or if you want to shoot me an email at Myers, it's michael.dillon@myers.com.
I love that you said go to LinkedIn and Google me. Google has replaced the word search. It's just become synonymous with, if you need to find something, Google it. I'm on Apple Maps and I'm Googling the address and it's not taking...
That is exactly how that works in my brain. Yeah.
It's so true. Well, Michael, number one, I really appreciate you coming on. Obviously you and I get to talk basically every day about all sorts of things, and it's been fun to get to know you over the past couple of years, be connected to a company that cares enough to really, you know, put our money where our mouth is as a company and truly push forward and be held accountable to sustainability and be able to say, hey, look, this is where we messed up. Like you said here on the interview, right? Like they found something that we didn't know about and we corrected it and we admitted and said, hey, we messed up with this and we're going to do better next time. And that's all part of the journey. So thanks to everyone for having grace for when we mess up. So Michael, thanks for coming on. Hold on through the end credits, if you would, just till the end of it so that the recording can upload. I appreciate everyone coming on. Michael, thanks again. Really appreciate you having you on.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Well, that is a wrap for the People of Packaging podcast. Hey, if you want some more packaging content, you can go pick up the book my wife and I wrote, Packaging Peaks in the Sticky Situation, available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all sorts of places. And also, I want for you to go and follow my friends, Corey Connors. He hosts Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. It is incredible and it is wonderful. You can also go check out Avelio Matos' podcast, Packaging Unboxed. And you can check out the three of us every single Monday morning, 8:30 Mountain Time on LinkedIn, where we host the Packaging Today Show. It is hilarious, and packaging is only half the story. So go check it out.